Going down the road of knowledge and prevention, we could talk about the systems, but also there's another part of it, and it's the pipes that come into homes. And as been mentioned, a lot of the homes that were built before 1980, even 1990, have a lot of lead-based pipes and faucets and fixtures that go into homes. And we need to understand that that may be the source of lead, not necessarily the water system in that particular county. That's why I'm going to introduce Senate Bill 1176. My background's in real estate, and you know, we went to sell houses on a seller disclosure. There's a checkoff if a house is built before 1977. We're acknowledging and disclosing that there could be lead-based paint in that particular house. There's also a checkoff for radon, where a potential buyer can have a radon test. We'd like to do the same thing for water and have a checkoff on the seller disclosure when someone's buying a home, that they can have a test for lead in their water. So this is a test that from what we're researching, I'm sure the task force will point out, isn't an expensive. It's not an expensive test. You can get test kits for $20, $50, up into that range. If it does show a high level, we'll talk about remediation. If you find lead-based paint in a house or you find radon in a house, it's required to be remediated before the closing takes place. We want the same type of system to exist for water. This is a prevention piece that I think is important. A lot of first-time buyers, young families with young children, we certainly don't want to see those folks drinking water with lead in it. So as we move forward, I'm sure the task force will determine the best course as far as testing, and certainly about remediators, filters out there that are not high cost that we can get into. That, as mentioned, a little bit of money for prevention goes a long way in the long run to defer and deter those severities that the doctor talked about in our young children.